Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's show is brought to you by Personal Capital. For a free trial of Personal Capital, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Personal Capital banner. Or go to PersonalCapital.com/TMOS. Again, click the Personal Capital banner on MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to PersonalCapital.com/TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar?
Yes?
I don't think I overstated when I say we live in a litigious society.
Oh my God, you're absolutely right.
People sue for everything.
Everything.
Some things that are valid, but most of them to me seem invalid.
I agree.
So let us bring on our first guest today. Perhaps you saw him.
Oh.
Apparently it's a phoner.
Sorry.
I wasn't aware of that going in, that he'd be calling us. Perhaps you saw him on the NBC Today show this morning.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's suing, I believe, the New York Yankees and Major League Baseball. Say hello to Andrew. Oh, I didn't know he was going to call you. Oscar, you're going to have to pick up, I think, after it rings two more times. It's over there in the corner.
I got it.
No, you didn't get it. You just made a noise. What do you have, allergies? Oh, it's still ringing.
That's mother effing phone.
Is the thing stuck?
Ah, you know what?
The plunger is stuck.
The palsy's kicked in.
He's got the palsy.
Hold on.
I've lost count, but I think it might be time to...
Oh,
you know what?
Now I got to call him?
We got to dial because we didn't pick up. Look at his fingers dancing over the keyboard.
What a Friday.
Which is actually a rotary. It's not even a keyboard. I wonder how many times it'll ring before he picks up. Sort of out of our hands
this
time.
Two, I would say.
It's usually three.
He'll make it four.
It won't be four. I promise you that. It'll be no more than three.
Oh man! I'm so sorry. I might have dialed the wrong number.
Yeah.
It's my fault.
Don't forget the area code.
That's 516.
Right.
516.
Oh, I thought it was a 212.
No, 516.
Oh, here we go.
I think the guy lives in Jersey.
Hello?
Mr. Andrew Rector? Andrew Rector, please. Call for more broadcasting.
We speak to Andrew Rector.
Oh. Hello.
Andrew? You having a good time?
Hi.
Hey, we
is this
have...
a conference call from the other day?
No, it's not a conference call. It's Oscar and it's Rob from...
That's an inside joke for Oscar and Rob. Hello.
Andrew.
Yes, who's calling, please?
It's Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana from More Broadcasting. We're calling about your lawsuit.
Hello?
Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Rob Spiewak.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. We're based out of Washington, D.C. We're a national show.
All right. I've gotten a lot of calls.
I understand. Busy man. Active lifestyle.
You've got your NBCs, you've got your CBSs, you've got your ABCs. So those are like your, I guess to put it in your terms, your run-of-the-mill chip. They're your regular Doritos.
Yeah.
The More Broadcasting Mike O'Mara Show is a jacked Dorito.
Oh, it's a specialty.
Yeah, a special one. So you have a whole new audience in front of you.
What can I do for you guys?
Would you please take a moment to explain your lawsuit, why you're upset, and why you're suing baseball and the Yankees?
I'll answer any specific questions you have.
Okay, Andrew.
Lawyers told me I'm not supposed to explain the lawsuit. I can't do that.
Let's start slow. Let's use our...
Set the table
for you. You were blessed enough to spend your hard-earned working dollars and go to a Yankees game. You had quite the day. You seem to have nodded off. You're caught on camera. ESPN put you on their airwaves, and it seems to me that it's caused some problems in your life. Before we get to the details of that lawsuit, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I've got that. I thought I sent you the tape of what I had.
Well, I have the tape. Okay. Yeah,
you want to play the tape?
Yeah, you've prepared a statement. Here is Andrew Rector's breakfast.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24.
Hey, that's not me. That's you guys. Come on. This is the stuff. How do you feel?
How do I feel?
I went to the game. I was tired.
Why were you tired?
You worked a double? A McDouble?
No, I went to regular shift. I stayed up late the night before. My friends wanted to go to the game, and then I had dinner. I had dinner at the game.
What did you have to eat for dinner?
And I'll do anything for food.
No, I didn't have that.
I just did regular ballpark stuff. I had some chicken fingers, some French fries, a piece of pizza.
Let's get serious here, Andrew. I know that you have limited time. If you don't mind.
I'm serious. I'm very unhappy, man. I've been slammed.
Fat shaming has become a problem in this country.
Yeah,
you got that right, pal.
Right?
It's the new racism.
You can say that again. You can say that again, my friend.
Yeah. Fat shaming has become a problem in this country.
Yeah. How would you feel if you were the one that was on national television and they were taking all the pictures of you and you got, you know, the next day on all the different places like the social medias?
Sure.
They attacked me. And how would that make you feel?
I'm sure my feelings would be hurt.
Yeah. Oh.
I will say though.
Are you seated at this point?
Not exactly.
No.
I'm half seated. I'm seated on one side.
One side. sort of crouching.
You got a big wallet on the other side. What's going on?
Not exactly. Okay, come on. Can we keep going? I've got another interview to do.
Okay, moving on here. How does this affected your
sports
daily?
Sports junkies are calling me right after.
Yeah, really?
Our producer tells us that you've got about 10 minutes left before you get on with the junkies.
Our producer tells us you have about 6 months left total.
So let me ask you, Andrew.
Okay.
How has this affected your daily life?
Yeah.
It's horrible, horrible, horrible. It's I've got people making fun all day long. People, I got 450 phone calls a day with people that are friends of mine. I have some of them I haven't even heard of, and they call me. I haven't heard of them, and they call me, and you know, all I wanted to do was go to a Yankee game when I was sleeping. Like you've never fallen asleep. You've never fallen asleep at a Yankee game.
Sometimes you doze. It's just as
who
odd
hasn't
place
fallen
to
asleep? Who hasn't fallen asleep at a Yankee?
I've never fallen
at a Yankee
asleep.
Game. That's
at any
time.
I haven't either. Yeah. I'm too scared of the kiss
can. Maybe it's because you're not up here. But if you're up here, maybe you were. You know.
Okay. Have you ever fallen asleep at a Nats game?
No, I'm always waiting for the kiss cam.
How about if you're at a Washington Diplomat soccer game? You ever fall asleep there?
No, I can't say I have.
It's hard to fall Andrew?
Mr. Rector.
Andrew.
I'm sorry. I dropped off. What? Hello? Yeah.
I know
it's
you're
early.
Excited.
It's an early phone call.
Do you suffer from...
You normally tape at 10:30, don't you?
We do. A little early on this Friday. Do you suffer from narcolepsy, or do you have any human condition that we should know of?
No. I was tired, okay? And I heard from about 55 of my friends right after the game. They said they were making fun of you.
Yeah.
And then the next day, I went on one of these chat groups, and when the chat groups were up there, and they were just saying, hey, lardass, you know, why don't you, if you're going to go to a game, maybe don't be so fat, you know, and all that kind of crap. And I was in tears.
I had tears
streaming down my face when this happened. You know, I couldn't crap for a week.
Oh, I doubt that. to the tears.
Yeah, that's a lie. Okay, I lied to you.
When you cry,
I lied to you. Okay,
I understand. When you cry, you came clean. That's good.
Well, not exactly after that. When I do that, I don't always. It's a bit of a procedure.
Yeah, off to the
thank
shower.
Thank God. Can I just say, wet wipes? Thank God for wet wipes.
There's a nasty rumor online. You can confirm or deny. And again, we thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Do your tears taste like maple syrup?
Oh, okay. There it is. All right, then this interview is concluded. If you're going to talk to me like that, I'm not supposed. This is the whole problem with America, is that it's easy to make fun unless it's you being made fun of. Put yourself in my size 13s. You know, I mean, really, how would you like to be? How would you like to feel if it was you?
Yeah.
You know, I tell you, I'm going to send some wet ones to you, but they're not going to be in the package, if you know what I mean.
You know what? I'd like to side up with you and against Oscar. Oscar, you're right.
Like to side up with me? What kind of word is that, side up?
I'd take your side. I'll take your side.
I'll take my side. I get you.
You see, Oscar.
I feel you, brother.
If you were to walk a mile in his size 13,
yes.
Extra wide prescription shoes, you would understand. It's a tough row to hoe.
I imagine.
Yeah. Do they treat you differently when you go to the delicatessen now?
Yeah, well, they've always treated me when I go to the delicatessen, that little dealer. They go, front of the line. Front of the line. Bring him in. Bring the guy in for the front of the line. Lot ass is here. Yay. Yay, rah, rah. Okay, go Yankees.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
goodness.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We begin with five golden tickets, like five lucky bolts of lightning, ready to strike without notice at any point on the map. No one knew where, no one knew when the first one would hit. But as you all know, last night we got our answer. While we in America slept, the first golden ticket was found in the small town of Dusselheim, Germany. We've been waiting several hours for the follow-up story, and we're finally ready with a live report.
Proud we are, for the attention of the entire world focuses today right here in Dusselheim, a community suddenly thrust into prominence by the unexpected discovery of the first Wonka golden ticket. Its lucky finder is the son of our most prominent pork butcher. The boy's name? Augustus Gloop. Augustus Gloop, the pride of Dusselheim, the fame of Western Germany, an example for the whole world.
Augustus, how does it make you feel to be the first golden ticket finder?
Hungry.
Any other feelings?
Feel sorry for Wonka. It's gonna cost him a fortune in fudge.
Mr. Gloop, would you mind saying...
Mrs. Gloop, would you care to say a few words to the television audience?
I just knew Augustus would find a golden ticket. Eating is his hobby, you know.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That was our all-fat opening of the show today. Very exciting.
Magical
fantastic.
When it happens well, like that, isn't
we
it?
We can make
nice
fun of our own.
Fat theme. That's terrific stuff. Live from the Cappy Viper Studios and heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 24 million downloads. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the Heartland. Go Hawks.
Big day out there in KCJJ land, Mike, as another really? Steve Bridges Get Rich Quick harebrained scheme launches. Today is the Midsummer Mini Auction.
Now, how many auctions do they do?
Every time the money gets below a certain level, they do right. an auction.
It's the Midsummer Mini Auction.
It's a mini auction.
I respect his hustle.
And you know who's gonna who will definitely buy something today? It's Coralville, Iowa's own Andy Deegan.
Andy Deegan. And Andy Deegan respects it also, and that's why he wouldn't refer to it as a hustle. But anyway, that's terrific. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on
I'm
the
in
planet.
A nice way.
Yeah, it's why, a high praise. Yeah, why, Mike? Why
because
hustle?
Because they get it. Anyway, yeah, respect is a hustle.
Yeah, well, when you grow up in the
that's
mean
my
streets.
Line of the day already right out of I respect is a hustle.
Yeah, Mike, when you grow up in the mean streets of Iowa, like Steve Bridges, you know, you're always trying to make a buck. And
right.
You gotta respect the hustle.
I salute his shill.
Yeah.
Anyway, today's show brought to you by our Amazon page.
Yes.
You know, it's we make lots of jokes, and Rob writes his funny little commercials.
Sure.
And,
this is our
hustle. I don't want to be too greedy.
Right.
But let me explain the Amazon commercials. And Rob, because I hate to work you to death, but
right.
the fact is that you know how these work. People love them.
Right.
They hear them, and there's no better one than that initial one.
Of course.
And I know it was last Friday at this time where I appealed to your goodwill.
You appealed to me all the time.
Your sense of fun, and I said, boy, we have so much fun for the for me it's like getting a new piece of candy when I come in on a Monday.
Quit beating
and I have
around
a
bush.
Fresh,
would you like a fresh one every Monday?
I would love a fresh one every Monday.
Ah. And you know what? That's the plan.
That'd be
then.
A lot of
Let's
fun.
Let's go. That's our hustle.
And with that said, let me read the old one, and I will read the one from this week, and I will read it as best I can.
It has become
pick,
a favorite.
Pick a voice, and I will read the Amazon spot as
Cosby.
Any voice you want.
Bill Cosby.
Boy, it's hot as fresh milk outside, but only you can stay refreshingly cool inside, surfing the old Amazon page through the TMOS portal. Yes, Amazon has it all while you're surfing. Pick up new surfboards, some Billabong surf shorts, some Surf's Up wall decals, some Pickle Brand surfboard wax remover, the biography of Bennett Surf, even a book about the surfs who lived in the feudal times and societies of
independence. Cosby! Amazon
has it all, including hundreds of knobs for knobs, cabinets, drawers, appliances, doors, anything that needs pulling. Want a good pull? You need a good knob. Pull that knob.
Pull the knob!
Ooh, pull that knob!
Pull that knob!
Pull that knob!
knob. Pull that knob. Anyway, whether you need a travel pillow, a ham, hole, or in a can, sexy furry leg warmers, a Danielson brand clam net, new vinyl spats, or a kaleidoscope, Amazon has it. Amazon has everything for your home and your office. Whether it's cleaning supplies, coffee funnels, a French horn, or toilet paper for your ass.
Hey,
if you need it,
hey, that's an ad lib. I would never write that.
Terribly sorry. If you need it, Amazon has it. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. The best way to save money and support this show, remember to bookmark it, Amazon at MikeOMaraShow.com, and click that link all day long.
Yeah. All day.
Yeah.
And Firefly Technology.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, a cold morning up here at Gold Cottage.
How cold was it?
Cold enough where my little guy has the sniffles, and I hate it when he is not feeling well. But at least, I count him. There's a big, huge fireplace here at Golka. Oh, that's right. We're not allowed to use it.
Mm.
What?
No, we're not.
She knows about the smoke detectors.
Yeah, a little fire concern.
The owner of the home.
Yeah, we're not allowed to use
Boo.
It. So.
Well, you have a grill. Couldn't you gather around the grill?
Not outside, if that's where the cold is.
With the newspaper shoes?
That's right. But,
yeah.
Do you have a fire barrel you can put in the yard?
Yeah, and stand around it like with those gloves with our fingers showing.
Yeah, and then you would bemoan the fact that there's no work.
Warm.
One of these days. One of these
warm,
days.
Michael Williams. Warm your body. Warm your body, son. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Welcome to the middle of Limerick. Limerick, Ireland. Yeah, where the dirt and the soot and the garbage in the streets and the urine and all the puke from all the drunkards coming back from the factories. Anyway, I don't know what I'm
doing. Yeah, Frank McCourt that lived in Hancock Point.
Thank you. Thank you for the thank you for the Angela's Asses.
There
you
go.
Got the reference.
There you are.
That's terrific. On the program today, it is a little cold here, and I'm really just a little ready to vacate.
Now,
I'm,
when
I'm
did that to... happen? Because as of yesterday, you were having a great time.
if the circumstances were different,
right,
it would have been truly magnificent. You don't realize
if you could change one thing to make things magnificent, what would that one thing be?
Oh, it's a tie. Because
okay.
I have to have two things. I
all right,
can't
that's
have
fine,
just
then
one.
I will
it would
you
be a proper bed and a proper shower. That's all.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Proper bed and a proper shower.
What about a good bagel place?
No, I don't require bagel places. Mm. And Oscar, you've been up here. You don't add like a New York style food stuff.
That's
to,
true. Everything should be Maine. That's true.
Sure. Up here is they've got tons of wonderful breakfast.
So the
items.
Problem is not that you can't find a good frittata.
Oh, I can. it's great. You know, I'll tell you, there are more shops that sell delicious huevos rancheros here.
Well, because of the population up there
in Maine, but
know your audience.
Let me get right to something that pet peeve that I haven't talked about. I've been listing this for a very, very long time.
All right,
and it is my new least favorite accent up here in New England.
Okay,
now now this was not born in New England. This was born down in Florida, where there are, as I've mentioned before, where I live, and there are people, usually the average where I live is over 75 years
okay.
of age.
Okay, yeah. Right.
I mean, that's the truth. That
would be the median age, right?
Median has to be the median. I mean, if you broke it out, you might get a little anomaly once in a while, but no. I think if you broke it out, the median age would at least be 75.
Your family is three standard deviations away from the middle then, because, you know, Carl is younger than you, and
yes,
the baby
is
just little, one even.
Thanks. And thanks for pointing that out. She is younger. That's right. She is younger than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, she is.
But even you were younger than 75.
Shot. But there's another guy that goes to church up here that's got the May-December thing going as well, and much more of a difference. So it makes me kind of feel good when I see it.
Or is it
granddaughter? No, they're definitely a couple.
Oh, okay.
They're definitely, but the...
Were they making out?
But no, they were in church.
How do you know they were? How do you know they were a couple? Because
somebody pointed it out to me. Somebody, a friend of mine up here, pointed it out to me and said, "So there's someone else." And you know, nobody pulls any punches with me,
of course,
up here because I've grown up here. It's like, yeah, there's somebody else that has the old May December thing going on. I think he's got you beat. And I watch, and then I'm staring the whole time during church, and I see the only difference is. He's definitely older than I am.
Right.
But I'm looking at her, and she appears to be very, very young. But if you see her close up, she might just be extremely well preserved.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Or it was just good lighting.
It could have been. It could have been the angle. I'm not sure, though.
All women are lovely in church, Mike. By the grace of God, all women are lovely in church.
Ain't that the truth?
Then you know, and also I think calling
Dickory Doc.
Hey, we're going to church days.
I would say that you and Carla, I would not call it May December.
Oh, by the way, you know what? You know, when we used to do Opie and Anthony Cumia, and I never weighed in on the whole Anthony Cumia thing that happened. And
we had him on the Big Owen Dukes last night.
Yeah, you had Anthony on the Big Owen Dukes. Well, then I won't bother talking
about it.
Well,
now go ahead, weigh in.
Why should I bother if you've
I'd
already,
love to hear about it.
Yeah, and I let me see. Okay, they had them. Wait, I'm going to try to do some. let me do this. Let me do, I'm going to do a little thinking here. Right. They had him on Big Owen Dukes. Let me see how that probably went. That's right, you attacked him. You attacked him relentlessly. You were you completely thought that he was. The firing, let me see, hold on. I've got it. No,
got
it's coming
it?
To me now. I've got it now. The firing was completely and totally justified. That's right. That's what you said to him. The firing was totally and completely justified.
Mike, when everybody you're using your second sight, are you seeing, do you see Big Owen Dukes perhaps giving him a good dressing down?
Hold on just a second. Oh, yeah, they hate the guy.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, well, you know, I won't bother talking about it.
No, you can talk about it. I think when the story broke, you actually weighed in on it.
Yeah.
You weighed in on the
show. Yeah, I weighed in on it a little bit. And Anthony and I had a chance way back before the DJ war that went on between the Mike O'Mara show and the Opie and Anthony show, which is old news now, had a chance to chat. And what's I can only give you my personal perspective on it. Everybody's been commenting on this, the funny thing about it, you've got an uncensored show where you pay a dude to be as controversial as possible.
I would say Sirius knew his brand of humor. They knew what they were getting into.
But I'm curious to know what he said, Oscar, about his own. He has refused to apologize, but did he in any way think that maybe this wouldn't have happened if he modified his rap a little bit?
He copped to in a different way, where he said that he was naive to think that he could write anything he wanted just because of what he said on the air, on his airwaves that people subscribe to.
Right.
That he was naive to think that he could say anything on Twitter and it would be taken a different way.
Okay.
Here's the way I took it. I read the tweets and I thought that, here's a guy that it sounds like a guy that's just been attacked, a guy that's just been mugged. And
his response could have been physical, but it was verbal.
It was verbal. It was a verbal punchback is what it was when he did that. And, the thing that gets me is just the hypocrisy of Sirius, where, they can the guy without any, any hesitation whatsoever. And you hear the crap that goes on Sirius on a daily basis, the stuff that is spewed out there all the time, and it's much more serious as far as it's much more when you talk about it. If and I consider his tweets to have a racist overtone.
Sure.
And I think he might cop to that as well. I don't know whether he would or he wouldn't. But the fact is, they fire him for that after all these years. They fire him for that. He should have. I think. Do you think he could have avoided being fired if he had owned it just a little bit more?
If he would have done the fake apology, which is something that he always that show overall, and especially Anthony, they every time someone would come out and give a fake apology, they would kill them. They stood against that. And he said yesterday, and I'm sure that he'll say this up. We probably should get him on the program here if you're up for that, Mike. He said that people came to him and said, "Hey, man, maybe you should apologize. Hey, man, maybe we should put you in rehab and you can apologize from rehab."
Wow.
They were coming to him with all these scenarios.
Boilerplate, get out of jail free cards.
Get out of jail. And he said, no. He's like, I've been doing this for 20 years.
Well, here's what it is for me. I mean, the hypocrisy is there with Sirius for firing for that. At the same time, what he did and what he said, I could not, that's just not my...
Well, you can't stand behind that, clearly.
That's not my thing. Yeah. I don't buy into that. I think that that's way over that. I would say to Anthony, I said, Anthony, when I hear that, it's a guy that was in the heat of battle that had really gone through probably a very scary situation.
A traumatic situation.
Where he was attacked and he got punched and he was reacting to that. And, who... who can say how they would react in a situation like that? But then when you come out after the fact and you stand by what you said, that's where I depart from Anthony Comeia, because I say, you know, I look, if it was me, it wouldn't be a fake apology, because I would come out and I would say, I regret what I said because I was pissed off.
Mm-hmm. I just got attacked.
This woman attacked mm-hmm. me, and you know, and of course I don't believe that an entire culture behaves like this, yes. and because they don't behave like that, yeah. and people, you can't put people with the broad strokes. So after the fact, I would, but I think maybe. Do you think he was maybe in a little bit of a box?
He was in a box, because they
keep it real. And come on, guys, keeping it real.
He could have again. He talks about it. He says, "I could have apologized, but he took a page out of your playbook. He had built a studio, a wonderful state of the art studio in his own home." Right. That was
he's coming into the land of podcasts.
Yeah, so he will break ground on August 4th. And he said, you know, he just got kind of fed up. He gives an example of wanting to do a cruise with his listeners. And Mike, we've been down this road sure. on a corporate right. level and personal level here mm-hmm. on the show. He said they had an entire cruise set up by a big company that had been successful in the past.
Right.
And that company that he worked for, that paid him well, came to the talent and said, okay, we're willing to do this and promote it for a year, but you have to put up $1 million safety bond of your own money. Like, that's the way that the business is working now. And it was like, wow. I've had it.
Yeah.
I've had it to stay there and hope that these people want to create with us and work with us, but they always cry poor mouth and they want us to put up the money now. Things are changing.
I was listening to Opie and Norton talking the other day, and I get the impression that even before this went down, Oscar, that all was not right with the world over at Sirius.
Yeah, things have definitely changed. If you were, and the landscape for these mega shows still sort of exists, but it's much like it pretty much died here on terrestrial.
Sure.
Those contracts are coming up on satellite.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to see more and more people. For example, the ONA channel has some podcasts that run on it that just take their content. They want more people to hear it, so hopefully they'll come into the fold, into the party. But for a guy like Ant, where he said, you know, it's not just about the apology. Overall, I wasn't as happy as I was before doing that program.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, you've been there before. I think we've all been there. But you and Rob, and when you were doing Don and Mike, you remember the days where you wanted to give away a car and you could give away a car. You remember yeah. the days of you wanted to do a big stunt
the days when
and
they
you
would
could
come
do it.
To us, they would come to us with a car.
Yes.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And it was so much fun. And it was so great for the listeners. And, you know, it was fun. That was the word. It was fun. Yeah. And it was amazing advertising, too.
Or
doesn't exist anymore.
Or doing a huge anniversary party.
Right.
Or yeah. doing anything. And I think that even the days when you guys did, we're number 11, Don and Mike. I was a big fan.
Yep.
I was a listener then, right?
And we had also a huge number. I think 14 was the biggest party.
Yes.
The number 14 party.
But the fact that they went to your joint, your restaurant to do it, you had to do it that quickly because you had a restaurant, because there's no way that would have been sold and done the right way otherwise.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's, I think that you hear that when I was talking to those guys, and it's, you know, here's the you want to keep it real. I'll keep it real. You know, and I know that, you know, Norton got called a traitor and Opie got called a traitor when they stayed on. You know, the bottom line is it's not the question of the decision. This is my impression of their decision to
sure.
stay on. It wasn't that they couldn't have walked away from their money. They would have been attacked by Sirius. Sirius would have gone after
them. They had a contract till October.
Because they right. were under contract.
Yes.
And, you know, it's unfortunate. And, you know, really in a situation like this, when a guy acts out and he gets busted for this, and then they immediately cut him loose, it's a frustrating situation, because I think you get a lot of people in our business that can attack and judge and immediately say, this is it. I don't think, I'm telling you my impression of when I met Anthony Comeia.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Anthony Comeia was one of the nicest guys. When I first yep. met him, was one of the absolute nicest guys that I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
He was really accommodating. He was welcoming to me. Before all the crap hit the fan, it, you know, we had a really nice conversation. I didn't talk to Opie that much, never had that much, you know, one-on-one with him. But I did with Anthony because he was a guy that did silly voices like I did silly voices. And, you know, over the years, you get kind of trapped in that. We're tough guys. We're going to mock the people that apologize. We're going to mock the people that show weakness because the men that are 25 years old don't want you to do that. And I think really that it's unfortunate that they did that because maybe he would still be on the Opie and Anthony show if he had come out and said, hey, man, I was pissed off. I got hot because somebody attacked me. And, you know, I don't think, you know, I'm not categorizing an entire group of people.
Also,
I reacted. I mean, my God, how many people have gotten mugged or attacked or robbed or and made
and said,
you know,
worse
terrible and
then
said
on the phone.
Said horrible things about people. But the fact is, if he had, I don't think I would have thought less of Anthony if he had come out and said that.
You
know,
fair.
I overreacted and I was doing that, you know, and if people were offended, you know, I'm sorry that happened because I, but then again, if he's not apologizing, then you have to read more into it. And I don't know. I'm not Anthony Comeia and I don't, and I don't know, you know, what the deal. Maybe, really, Oscar?
Yes.
You know, there's also, you never know what's in a guy's head. Maybe he also was ready to go.
I was going to ask that same question, Oscar. Do you think, and you had some time with him last night, did you get the impression that although it was an ugly exit, do you think it was a way he wanted out of where he was at and way to start the next chapter?
He did say, and I can't, but I can paraphrase.
Okay.
He did say that he had built that studio in his home, and that studio's been built for a couple years now, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And he had built that because he knew that a day like this was going to come, especially for guys that have been fired in radio before.
Opie was talking about the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah, you get that sense. And sometimes, you know, when you've been working for a long time doing the same type of thing, sometimes, you know, that door opens. And it's cool. So anyway, I just
we got another man in the fold of podcasting.
Yeah.
And a big finger to the man. And you know, Sirius is just the same as corporate radio. They react the same way, and you know, it's they succumb to that. I don't know whether they had much of a choice.
A victim of a news cycle as well. Think about it. Nobody's talking about it except for radio guys like us.
True.
Because after what happened in the Ukraine,
right?
I mean, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. So anyway, that's my two cents on all of that.
Interesting.
It sucks for him, and it sucks that he's in that little box, but maybe this opens up a door and he's ultimately going to be more happy. But I'd like to see the guy, you know, I'd like to see the guy continue with his life, get it back on track, and I think he's going to be fine.
Make a living.
You
know, he's going to find a way to make his own living.
Yeah, and I mean, this
there
is just after we have, I personally moved on from all that crap, and you know, I think when we have something like this happen to a fellow guy that does this for a living, we got to judge less and maybe support more just to, it's a terrible business, and these guys are paid to be controversial and shocking and all that, and then they go, oh, not that shocking. It's a weird,
so
weird little dance that they go through. We'll take a break, come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, this is Katie, and I would love it if you listened to the Cake and Cookies Show. No, really, please listen. I need an actual reason for spending all this time with Rob. Nobody really wants to spend time with Rob, but I'm fun enough for both of us. Listen to Cake and Cookies. You'll love half of it. My half. Every Wednesday at MikeO'MaraShow.com, part of the More Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We just got done talking about the man and how sometimes you don't want to take it from the man.
It's the man, Mike.
I want to say thank you to all of our listeners that are supporting our latest sponsor, Harrys.com, because I'm getting a lot of you that are talking about the fact that you're buying these razors from Harry's. And look at me. Guess what arrived at the O'Mara household up here in Maine yesterday? What a beautiful shaving kit they send for
gorgeous,
just $15,
right?
And beautiful razors. You know, just a delightful shaving kit. Wonderful shaving cream as well. I got my Harry's package yesterday. I probably took 4 or 5 emails from people that were talking about the fact that they got on board with Harry's. And let me tell you the best thing about this. The best thing is the people that started up Harry's at Harry's.com went into those drugstores, saw what people were charging for razors, and said, this is ridiculous.
Yep.
You know, you've got razor blades behind plexiglass.
Right.
You know, the only thing that's missing from there is a security guard because the prices are so ridiculously high. And Harry said that's got to stop. It was started by two guys who wanted a better product without having to pay a small fortune to get it, and they did it. And I'm happy to support them, and I want you you to support them, because if you support them, you support this show. Harry's makes their own razor blades. They go all the way to Rob's favorite company, Germany, where they've got a factory,
that's
and they
right.
make super quality blades. Harry's razors offer a high quality shave that's better for your face and your wallet. That's the best part. The starter set, amazing. This is the deal. $15, you get a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and three razor blades with free shipping. And incidentally, the blades they give you at Harry's, it's that three-tier, you know, blade.
I think
you
it's
know.
Four, actually.
Is it four tiers?
It is quite
I'll
simply.
Bring one, I'll bring one in on the show next time we talk about Harry's. I'll show it to
the
our
best
listeners.
Razor I've ever used in my life.
Oh, it's, look at
and
this.
The shaving cream
High
is
praise.
Amazing. Yeah, it is.
And Rob doesn't just shave his face, he shaves his whole bald head.
My whole
so
body,
that's what
really,
he does.
Mike.
His whole body. Oh, that just stopped me in my tracks. Listen, you want to support this show, you want to impress a brand new advertiser for us, you want to do it for very little money and also get an incredible deal, go to Harry's.com for a clean, close, comfortable shave today. Go to Harry's.com and Harry's will give you $5 off if you type in our code TMOS. Go to the drugstore, look at the razor blades, and try to get four razors. And because when you count the one that's on the little shave thing, it gives you three razor blades, right? The
right.
three razor blades and the razor itself,
the handle,
and the
right.
shave cream. Try to get out of there for $10.
Can't do it.
You won't.
Not at
you
that
will not
price
do
point.
That.
You cannot
There's
do
no
it.
Better deal. And it's their beautiful razors. That's HARRYS.com. And enter our coupon code TMOS. You have to do that at checkout for a limited time offer and start shaving better today. I'm very excited about that. I was like a little kid. When I got here at Gull Cottage.
It's exciting,
and,
isn't it?
Yeah, and the ants were walking around the bottom of the you know, of the shaving package that I had.
May I add something real quick?
Yeah. Yes,
something
go right
great
ahead.
You can do, and I just did this yesterday. I like the product so much that I ordered one for my brother.
Cool.
And I'm hoping that if our listeners spread the word in that way, that they'll become customers.
Sure.
And they'll use our coupon code, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's still a situation with our podcast that and we're very transparent about the business side of things and how it works. We are still a small podcast, and
sure.
we need to impress advertisers. And when we get an opportunity to get a product on the show that has a price point that I know our listeners can afford, and in fact, a price point that the listeners are going to do really well on, this is the kind of thing that really helps our cause.
Yep.
And it's easy for you guys to do, and I think I wouldn't ask you to get so involved in it if I didn't know that you're going to really be pleased at
you're
the end.
Love it.
I was like a little kid. I mean, how often do you get something for $10 or even $15 if you're paying the full ride on it that comes to your door and you're like a little kid?
And you know,
and
what?
You're also saying screw you to the big boys that
That's
are
right.
charging a gazillion dollars for razor blades.
They don't even mention it in the copy, but ultimately what you can do is when you fall in love with the Harry's product, like you will,
mm-hmm.
you can subscribe.
Yeah.
And razors will automatically come to your house. Every month. You'll never have to go to the store to buy razors again.
Awesome. I'm really happy to have them on. And Rob, I know you were a big part of getting
they're
that
fantastic.
On the air. And we are happy, happy, happy. I didn't get to it because we went off on the whole Anthony Comilla rant.
Right.
But I will tell you this, that there is a voice. I had gotten down to the place in Florida where I hear this voice all the time. This came to me again when there's a weatherman that does the morning weather up here mm-hmm. on the station in Bangor. And he has the voice that you hear. It is officially my least favorite voice that you will hear.
Okay.
And it is not a Dick Queasy New England voice, but it is a New England voice.
What is it native to? Is it native to a city, or is it more of a...
I hear it from a lot of New Englanders. You hear that from a lot of New Englanders. As men age, some of these men get the constricted voice.
Okay.
And this is, I had a guy that I used to talk to down in South Florida who rented my place down there. And I've talked to a lot of guys that I've seen down there. And let me see if I can get the voice. It's the guy has it on the weather here, too. It goes, well, there are partly cloudy skies here right now.
Ooh.
The weather system that's coming across. And then there's a guy down in Florida that says, hi, Mike. This is James. I want to make sure that you've got, and it's got a New England little twang.
It has New England, but it sounds to me like what happens is somehow
they're not
the
going,
voice,
you know, pack the car and have it. Yeah,
no.
But they have the thing.
The voice
Hello.
Has been rerouted somehow through the nose.
Right.
They're using
right.
the nose as an amplification system.
Gwendolyn, would you please make sure that my trousers get to the dry cleaner?
Oh my God!
And every day, Carla is going out of her mind with me because you know how I obsess. success on a voice.
Yeah.
And when this guy comes on, he's like probably about 65.
Yeah.
And he does the weather here. He does the weather cut-ins for the
Today Show. Is it exclusively for old people, do you think? Do you think it is a learned behavior? Or do you think he could find a youngster that could do it too?
Well, we've got lower humidity that's coming over there right now. There was a guy down in Florida that said to me right now, he said, if you anger the women at this location, you do so at your peril. And I'm like, oh, why don't you lick my bag, you New England?
Are they trying to hide a New England accent?
Well, what it is the combination of a twang of New England, uh-huh. and then also they kind of they do the thing that I do with old men, too, like Andy Rooney, when it's just like, meh.
Sure, dismissive and hateful.
The other thing they do is they just stand there. A guy did that with my young son and my wife, where we were in a doorway.
Right.
And we were having a wonderful conversation with just another person who was admiring my child. And we were in an airlock, and, you know, we were taking the 8 seconds to acknowledge the little old lady who was being very kind and very sweet to the child. And this man came over and really stood almost in Carla's shoes, you know, in the old man thing, and was just like, you know, and just staring the whole time. And, you know, I want to get through, but I'm not going to say excuse me. I'm just going to be there. And it was amazing because I looked at the guy and I said, just go over to the side, Buzz. Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
I'm making a joke.
I'm making a joke. I'm sorry. That's just
how
a
dare
joke.
You?
No.
I think it's nice that he has time to holiday up there. Yeah.
It's another guy. It was Aldrin. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, folks. Just a kindly reminder that our book Open Mic is still available, and it's still great. It's the true story of the Mike O'Mara Show and how it evolved from a terrestrial radio, the popular podcast you're listening to right now.
Bill O'Reilly loves to sell books, doesn't he?
It's a story about the people who lived it. Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, as well as interviews with dozens of other members of the Cognoscenti.
Hey, Bill, did you know O'Mara?
Yeah, hi, Rob. How you doing?
O'Mara went to Marist College. He was your roommate.
Yeah. He says that he wasn't. It's a lie.
What?
You know, it's a lie. He didn't go there. You know, if O'Mara and Spiewak and Santana want to create this myth.
Right.
Yeah, because the fact is they're not doing as well as they should be. So they create the myth, and they will never be as powerful as I am, and I'm Bill O'Reilly.
What about their support staff of Bloom and Ford?
Yeah, Bloom and Ford, and then he got Mac, you know, that guy, with his orange sweatshirts. You know, the fact is, you know, they're all trying hard, and they're not going to do it. And, you know, if they want to feel that they're going to be all right, that's all right. They will.
Okay.
The book's available paperback for your Kindle, Amazon.com, or just click the link at MichaelMarishow.com. Bill O'Reilly.
DJ Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, it's a tale of reinvention, recalculation, and rebirth. If life has ever had you up against the wall, you're going to appreciate the story. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to appreciate this story. This is a story you're going to appreciate.
Is
okay?
It? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, really. I mean, who doesn't appreciate this? I think you should.
Do you ever have to reinvent yourself, Bill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, constantly. You know,
because
you
used firings. To be what? You were on a current affair? Or what was
a current affair, yeah. You know, and then we'll do it live. And, you know, that went viral.
Inside Edition.
That's the
inside,
show.
Inside Edition. Okay. So Santana gets it. He gets it that it's Inside Edition.
Right.
You know, encyclopedic knowledge of pop culture. That's all right. That's what he wants to hang his hat on. I'll accept it. The perfect book if you love TMOS. And since it's birthday season, it also makes a wonderful gift for TMS fans in your life.
Sure.
There you go. Open mic available at Amazon and paperback and for your Kindle. Please buy one of each. Culture Warrior on sale also. If you want to get that, that's available.
Killing Lincoln.
Go to killinglincolnoreilly.com. But right now, I want you to buy Open Mic. Great story, great reinvention.
Mike, you do a lot of voices, but I swear to God, you might as well just be him. That's-
well, look, Spiewak, you know, you can say that, but, you know, anyway, I'm rambling. I don't know what I'm doing. Hold on, we have a new soda flavor.
Oh.
Oh, a new soda flavor alert?
Impossible to get. Bad for, very, I'm sure, very bad for you because it is not a diet soda and it has sugar.
Well, sugar's good for you.
Yes.
It provides energy.
Okay. Yeah.
What's bad for you are the chemicals that they use to simulate sugar. What you want, Mike? You want
so sugary soda that you drink doesn't have chemicals in it?
No, Moxie.
Of course it does.
No, Moxie is just water, sugar, and gentian root. That's all it is.
Ginseng root? Is that
gentian root? Gentian, I think, is what it is.
What is it?
Gentian root.
Gentian root.
But that's the flavor. That's the flavor of Moxie.
Ginseng.
No, it's not ginseng. No.
So it's an all-natural soda?
Sure, let's say that.
Oh.
No, but you know what? The Mexican Coke actually has less chemicals because it's not fructose.
But it still has chemicals.
Sure it does. Yeah, yeah, and the chemicals that actually, those are chemicals that keep you young.
Yeah, but the sugar content in regular soda is so far off the charts that that is bad for you.
This is why you have to limit yourself.
You police yourself.
You do.
Mike.
You should not be ingesting
that
much. It's sugar water.
Yeah.
And it not only is too much sugar bad for you, it's bad to ingest sugar in that form because it's liquid. And I know that people that have talked about getting all sorts of complications because of sugar, that soda, regular soda, is one of the worst things you can
do. If you ever have soda and you'd like take it out of the can and put it in a glass, never add sugar like people do to iced tea. That's bad. There's already plenty of sugar in it.
Who adds sugar to soda?
He's funning you.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I've got a sugar addict thing here. I've added many, many times since I've been a kid.
Yeah.
I will add sugar to sugary cereal.
See, I've known people that have done that. I've never done that.
I guarantee
you. Like,
what
did you add sugar to?
I've done it while I've been up here in Maine. I added sugar to Frosted Mini Wheats.
Oh, my God. Really?
I put stevia.
No.
I put stevia. Look at Ford. Yeah. Yeah. Look at my man Ford. Yeah. My man Ford's tracking with me. Because the bottom line.
Instead of specimens, add sugar to the cereal. You don't say.
Line is that, hold on, calm down, Rob. Fully turgid right now.
Oh, yeah. Sugar. Oh, yeah.
The bottom line is that that particular cereal, Frosted Mini Wheats, the frosting is just a ruse. I think most of it's paint.
I think it's cornstarch, really.
Because it's not sugar. It's not like you can put your tongue on a frosted. Go take your tongue on a Frosted Mini Wheat and see. If it's really super sugary. So I put stevia on it because I wanted to be healthy.
Rob Ford passed me a note. He says he's lactose intolerant. So what he does is he takes Frosted Mini Wheats, adds a little sugar, and then puts corn syrup on it instead of milk.
I give you my soda?
Please.
Yes, please.
And look it up. Oscar, can you look it up for me? Because I might not have it exactly right. But I went to Kathy's house, and she served this, and I'm letting everybody drink the alcoholic beverages.
Yes.
And how much? It's a thimbleful.
Free refills at Kathy's house.
It is called Reed's Extra Ginger Beer. I think it's a Jamaican soda.
I love ginger
beer. It might be
beer.
Reed's Extra Ginger Jamaican Ginger Beer.
Oh, got it. Comes in a green bottle.
Can you read what the product is?
My friend. Hold on.
Is it spicy?
Is Reed's. It's so spicy it almost burns. It's fantastic.
I love it. Ginger beer is the best.
It's extra ginger beer. So they put extra ginger in it. Do you have it, Oscar?
I'm pulling it up. I'm sorry. Their website was blocked on one of the, the actual.
Are you sure it's not like
did it relate to
site?
One of your porn sites?
No, it's their website for some reason.
Now, ginger beer, Mike, is a key ingredient in an alcoholic beverage called a dark and stormy, which I believe is ginger beer and dark rum.
Dark rum.
And one other ingredient as well,
maybe bitters.
Or lime, maybe? Could it be lime?
I don't drink anymore, so I don't know what it is.
Ford, have you found it here? I found the information about the company. I haven't found the ingredients.
I have it on the Amazon page. You can read that off.
Please. No, you can go ahead. Just run to you.
Oh, this is good.
All right. It is.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on just a second. He was taping his special across. Now to tell us all about the soda recommendation for the day on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the mayor himself, Rob Ford. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you, Mike. It is a non-alcoholic drink. It is all freshly brewed in a brewery using fresh ginger root, spices, and fruit juices, available on Amazon.com through the Mike O'Mara Show link.
And what's the name of the product again?
Reed's Ginger Beer Extra Ginger Brew.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Extra Ginger
it's
Brew.
Reed. What is it again? Give it to us again. Reed's Ginger Beer
Extra Ginger Brew.
Extra Ginger Brew. And last night, let me tell you how much I dig this and the craving that I got. It's 8 o'clock. and the baby has gone down for the evening. Mrs. O'Meara is about to call her mother, and I drove into town for this.
What? Really?
You know that that is a one-hour commitment when you say you're going to do that. This is at 8 o'clock at night, and I got to the grocery store. I went to the regular soda aisle, and nothing. They don't, you know, they got the standard, your Coke, your Pepsi, and stuff. Yes, Oscar.
Just a couple headlines before you get to the end of your grocery store trip. A couple headlines from Amazon.
Yeah.
Yes.
A true soft drink, 5 stars. Someone writes, I can't believe this isn't a 5 out of 5 on Amazon. It is now.
Ah.
And it says, great naturally herbal tonic.
Unbelievable.
And what you may or may not know, do you know the main medicinal quality of ginger? Is
no.
that it soothes the stomach.
It does. If you have a stomach ache, drink this.
As a matter of fact, on old flights, like in the 1930s, they would hand out ginger snaps during turbulence because it would keep people's stomachs settled.
This one guy writes this. He says, oh my.
What?
He says, oh my. A fine soft drink, finally.
Yes. Science. It's Mike O.
It is spectacular. So I drive all the way to Hannaford's.
Yeah.
I drive to the Hannaford's last
God.
Night. I get in there, look in the soda aisle, nothing. Go to the beer aisle, think maybe it's there. Finally, I see a manager, and I said, you wouldn't by any chance have Reed's ginger beer, would you? And he said, we do. And he walks me all the way to like the gourmet section
he
of
walked
the store.
You to it?
And right next was Reed's Ginger Ale and the little slot where they have the extra ginger beer. Sold out.
Oh, no.
Sold out, baby.
Kathy bought it all.
Who bought it all?
Kathy. It was all in her house.
Oh, she's reselling it.
But so today.
Setting up a stand.
Well, I'm trying to run around and do a bunch of other stuff. I'm going to try to find it. But the thing that the best part of it is it has such a burn.
Yes.
It has an afterburn when, I don't know what you call that, mouthfeel or aftertaste.
I think it's called a backburn.
Backburn.
Yeah.
Backburn. Backburn. It's got such a backburn that when you take a sip of it, you actually feel as though like maybe you're drinking something that is not non-alcoholic.
Oh.
That's excellent. Now,
and when I'm at a cocktail party, I find it very, very
soothing.
Enjoyable. Yes, yeah. I enjoy
Rob,
that.
Continue
yes.
to look in the Reed's products. See if they make a diet version. They may make a diet version for Mike, and that would be excellent, eh?
So I recommend it highly. I truly do.
Mike's going to be bootlegging.
Yeah,
he'll bring them all the way down to Florida.
I'm impressed that the Hannaford employee walked you to the product. You know, that's the sign of a great grocery store.
Well, there's only one problem with this product, I think, and at least the containers that I've seen, where they screw you a little bit, and it's the 4-pack.
Yeah.
They screw you on the 4-pack.
Yeah, it's the 4-pack that they put
How
in
much?
There. Not good.
Cuánto?
Yeah, the ginger C ginger, I think it was like $4.50 for a 4-pack. It's like over $1 for a soda.
You know what
pack.
It is, Mike? You've crossed into the land of gourmet soda.
It's a gourmet soda,
it is.
And but it's not nowhere to be found. And to be honest with you, I got no idea where I can find
There's
it.
There's another brand, Old Time TYME, with a pirate on the label that also has a significant backburn. If you see that, also recommended. Old
is it
time,
Old Time Ginger Beer?
Ginger Beer with a pirate.
Well, then
on it,
you've got your Goslings too.
Oh,
your
which is Ryan Gosling.
Which is that's
settled down.
Yeah, baby.
Tastes like abs.
Oh, yeah. Oscar just passed me.
Did
a note.
Did you say it tastes like abs?
Oscar passed me a note. He wants to put sugar on Ryan Gosling. I don't even know what that means.
Hey, you know, I heard today another interview because they're hyping 50 Shades of Grey everywhere.
Yes.
You know what they call the guy that's the actor that's going to play? I don't know.
Christian.
David Gray.
Cameron Gray.
Christian Gray.
Cameron Gray.
I think it's Cameron Gray is the name.
Why don't we get Cameron Gray on this show for
Gray,
50 Shades of Gray.
Yeah.
That is awesome. They called this guy from his underwear modeling or his jean model the Golden Torso. He was referred to as the Golden Torso.
How can he have the same nickname as you? That doesn't seem fair.
Speaking of males, maple syrup, I got that name for rubbing my belly with maple syrup.
It was actually a golden hue.
Yeah, so who wants maple syrup out of my navel right now? Thank you very much. I have become one of those people. I've become one of those people that I've criticized, and that is the type of person that posts multiple videos on Facebook. I have spent a very significant amount of time up here on Facebook posting and reposting videos that I see that amuse me.
Which videos per se?
The tipping point for me, and I don't know if you saw this on my Facebook page, was when I posted the engagement one.
I didn't see that one.
You could hear the sound of me developing a vagina
as I was watching this proposal.
It is a proposal of they put headphones on this lady in the back of a car,
right?
And then they play this music video, and then he recruited 60 people in his neighborhood.
I've seen this one. Yeah.
Is it old though? Is it super
no,
old?
No, but it's like popular enough for people when you reference it, then they'll know what you're talking
like
about.
A flash mob. Almost?
So it's almost like a small flash mob, but she's sitting in the back of a minivan,
and he coordinates an entire choreography.
Yes.
Leading up to his wedding proposal, and the song is "I Wanna Marry
yes,
You."
Yes, I wanna marry
you. Know
yeah,
that
yeah,
song?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a rather popular song that was popular a few years back.
But Mike,
I say
popular.
That now. I say that now, no matter what the song is, whether I know it or not.
Well, the shelf life. The back. Shelf life of any hit song now is 2 weeks.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even pretend that I am relevant.
But
with
you
that
didn't
kind
just
of stuff.
Post chick videos. I had great enjoyment of your goats climbing the arch. Video.
Oh, thank love you. That. Yeah, saw that. That.
Thank you.
Saw
and
that.
Did you
not
enjoy?
Good video.
But my favorite and the by far most popular video that I posted this week was the video of the two fat girls on that slingshot ride at the amusement park.
I did.
And
not
did
see
you see
it.
That one?
I did not.
Oh, this is okay. Here's my new favorite thing: people that go on these thrill rides,
terror.
And they've got the GoPro camera right in front of
yeah.
them,
right.
And the one person inevitably is filled with terror while the other person is laughing hysterically.
Yeah,
and I could watch.
We
those
call that
all
Robert
day
and Julia.
So this appears to me.
I'm looking at it right now.
Rob, you are you're basically an amusement park guy. Is
I love
this?
It.
Is this ride where they kind of bungee you up into the sky?
Yeah,
is
they
that
have
what
it.
They, do?
They have it at King's Dominion. I think it's is it called the Sky Pilot? Maybe I forget the name of it. It's an add-on. You have to pay extra, and they bring you
like
way, way
$75
up.
Bucks.
It's
you have
not
to pay.
Cheap, and you normally get strapped in with a couple people, and they bring you way up. And there's almost like an arch. Almost looks like the arch in St. Louis, and they bring you to the top of
like
it.
Like a big slingshot.
And it's your job to pull the release lever when you're up there.
No,
and
this was a different one.
This okay. one is like one. A big slingshot. Shot where they pull you down and then they let you go and you shoot straight up into
and,
there.
And oh, she's okay. sitting there and you know what? Can we get the audio on? Can we get the audio of this on?
Yeah.
No. You know why we can't? Because it says she's got the F word all over it.
But,
she's got the
but
F
there
word
are
all
videos
over.
Like this. There's a video that's similar to this where they have like two Jersey Shore brosefs.
Yeah.
That right. And they get on and the one guy's a little quiet, but he's like the most muscular and the other guy's right. just kind of tanned up and just yapping. And when they hit when they release that slingshot, the guy who's definitely on roids is screaming like a little
screaming
girl.
Screaming at the top of his lungs.
Screaming like a little girl.
Here's the move that I loved on this particular one. And incidentally, we'll have it for you the next time on Monday. We can get it for
you. Got it.
Let's edit it up and we'll put the edit because I don't think maybe we don't have an edited version of it. They have these two.
Over the weekend, Mike, chicks. I will send Rob Ford to actually do the ride and we'll
Very
just
good.
Tape him.
They have these two fat chicks and what they do is so they pull the slingshot all the way down and the one girl's going, "Oh no, oh no, I don't want to do that." And the guy goes, and the guy, the sadist that's running the ride says, "Three,
yep,
two, one," and then he doesn't pull the thing,
and so the
anxiety is heightened.
Oh,
and,
no.
And she's looking up, and the fat lady in that fat lady voice goes, "Just start it already! Just start it already! Come on, make it go, make it go!" And she's got this little southern accent like this, and so the guy doesn't do anything, and you're seeing the anxiety.
Oh,
and,
no!
And then the guy, this is what the guy does to the lady. He says, "You better check your seatbelt." And she said, "Oh no." And she looks down, and the moment she looks down and takes her hands off the little safety bar, he kills the thing and it shoots up in the air. It is a great video.
I urge you
to check it out, and it's just a lot of fun.
It's a special
so I am officially
kind of
one of those guys that post videos.
Mike, there's
there.
A special kind of sadist that runs a thrill ride.
Well, can you imagine you're working in an amusement park? Have you ever seen more bored people in the world?
No.
If you had this gig at least for a short period of time, you probably would get the satisfaction out of truly terrifying people.
When I was a child, I actually got in a horrific go-kart accident near Ocean City, right outside Ocean City. And
you got in a horrific go-kart accident?
Yeah, of all things. Can you believe that?
It was a bungled,
really?
Mike, it was a bungled robbery.
It was at Clown College.
Right.
So I was I would say I was 10 or 11 years old, and you've probably seen, I don't know if they do it anymore, but there was a, we didn't end up suing them, but there was another family that ended up suing the company.
Okay.
Because we weren't as litigious as everyone else. We were just foreigners trying to make our way through life. And they would take baby powder and put it on the track, the employees would.
To make the go-kart spin.
To make the go-kart spin like Mario Kart, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and these are guys like 19, like you've seen enough like little S-heads running around that you're like, all right, let's make this fun. So right. They would take a ton of baby powder and put it all over the course so you just spin out and crash everywhere, like when you take the corners. And I ended up doing that and like basically smashing my face in and having a broken nose and deviated septum and everything.
Are
else.
You kidding me? You busted your face up doing
this? Did you used to look different?
I probably did.
Oh, I want to see pictures of him before the accident.
But I had to have surgery because of this accident. And
you know who he used to look like? I saw pictures. Woo-hoo. He used to look exactly like Mark Anthony.
Him and Greta Van
but
Suster.
The other kid like broke his arm or anything like that. But you get bored, you start finding different ways to kind of F with people.
Yeah, you do.
Here's to the amusement park workers.
Classy people, careful people.
We'll take a break when we come back. It's the entertainment report from Mark Anthony. Yes, that's right. He's got Oscar Rotzi right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Do you talk C++?
Do I?
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the backplane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
Is technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Sanctioned by the official amateur hour. Anyway,
Todd Moore gets on a promo and bangs the drum that says entertainment.
There was a dependency problem circa 2007 when we recorded that. That's apologize.
Right. It's a capture of a great moment, though.
You know what I love about that promo the most?
What?
The self satisfaction of it. You know, when they're delivering their lines. They're so pleased with themselves.
The best,
you know,
like, actually, if you really want to get into it, funny. The best part is when Oscar says, "Yes, I do."
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, sleep number bed, how do I miss thee? Let me count the ways. I miss you a million ways. At times, I weep. And I bet my sleep number bed misses me, too, because it cares about me. It cares so much that it makes me sleep better than I've ever slept before. Oh, sleep number, I'll come home to you soon. Please wait up for me, because I know you care. You see, sleep number has introduced the smartest bed in the world. It's the sleep number bed with Sleep IQ technology. Sensors work with dual air technology inside the bed. That's the stuff that helps your back.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And it optimizes and tracks how you're sleeping. Sleep IQ allows you to make changes like adjusting your sleep number setting or daily routine for your best possible sleep. There is nothing to wear. There is nothing to turn on. All you have to do is sleep. My sleep number setting is an 80. Carl's is an 85. There's only one place in the world to find the sleep number bed with Sleep IQ technology, and that's a sleep number store. Come in right now where a C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology starts at just $999.98. No better sleep. Find your sleep number setting today at any of the 450 sleep number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Take it away, Rob. That's right, everybody. Time for Oscar Rotzi, all the entertainment news that's fit to print. And Oscar does this every week for us because it gives a little different perspective on it, and I always like it. So take it away, Oscar Santana.
Gentlemen, who is public enemy number one in Casey Kasem's world?
Jeannie Kasem.
Yay! Bing, 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 bing.
Now, is her name Jeannie or is it Jean?
It's Jean Kasem. Jean I'll take Kasem. Jeannie.
Well, I call her Jeannie because... you know, we're close.
Hey, Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie.
Not only does Casey Kasem's family hate Jean, but her attorneys do as well. Apparently, she owes just over $500,000 to her attorney.
What happened to all that Tortelli money?
That sucks. You know, and what a tragedy for him at the end of his life to have that big Amazon. Nobody liked her when he married her. Remember, she cut a big swath when he married her anyway.
Yep.
And she was always like too involved in his world. And, you know, he's iconic. He is revered by people in the radio business.
Truly tragic.
And it's really a shame it had to come to this.
Attorneys Haney and Young are asking for just over $500,000 in attorney's fees. They say that Jean rarely responds to her emails and refuses to communicate by phone. And worst of all, she hasn't paid one bill on that fee. And this is not just for what she's been going through with Casey's health issues, but it's just attorney's fees overall.
They found her not guilty of being hot.
She's an eccentric. she is a classic eccentric, and what goes along with eccentricity in many cases is an inability to really take care of any of your financial obligations.
Sure,
you're cheap. You end up being cheap.
But you would also think that you would find someone to take care of that for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, who knows how much money they had, how much she squandered. You know, when you saw that house that he was coming out of, that was not any kind of luxury mansion. And we were there way back in the day where Casey Kasem lived in a mansion in Beverly Hills. So who knows what happened to the money? I would think he would have held on to it.
I actually seem to think that Casey made a lot of money in real estate early on. Mm-hmm. He was well invested. Also,
he made
a lot of money on voiceover.
Yep.
But, you know, when he started to lose his marbles at the end, I'm sure she squandered his money. I bet things were okay as long as Casey had the wherewithal to keep an eye on stuff.
Well, it'll make a hell of a book someday because I'd like somebody to actually tell the story of this. And I hope
a
decent journalist gets on that because I'd like to know where all the bones are buried. Yeah. I think he's a popular enough guy where people would be interested in reading about it.
Gentlemen, what do you think is the number one app in the country? And maybe you know already, maybe you don't. It's not Angry.
I do know.
It's not Angry Birds. It's not Minecraft.
What is it?
It's Flashlight.
Yes.
Well, this is when the world of technology and Hollywood come together because the number one app in the country is Kim Kardashian Hollywood.
Oh, you know what? Let's just burn down the country and start fresh.
Rob, you know, and I mean it sincerely, we are getting so dumb. We are getting so dumb.
What does
what
her app do?
What matters to us, what cares to, what we care about right now.
Right.
I could go on. I'll do it in the bonus show this week.
Okay.
I'll talk about
Let me give you some numbers.
We're falling apart.
The number one app in the Apple App Store has a 5-star average rating and has over 140,000 reviews. It's estimated to gross over $200 million this year.
Is it a pay app?
It's a free app that has, it's a freemium.
Okay.
It has paid upgrades built in.
What does it
$200
do?
$200 million.
What does it do?
So it's kind of like a Farmville for Hollywood. That's the best way I could put it.
Oh my God,
where
really?
Where you build your celebrity throughout the game. And you go from F to E to C list to B list to A list celebrity.
God.
It's perfect. It's perfect
you're
for
speechless.
Our culture.
You're speechless.
It's perfect for our. I'm so mad.
I'm so angry.
I am watching the world pass me by, and we are getting dumber. And we're going to wake up one day, and there's going to be somebody knocking at our country's door, and they're going to take us over. I swear to God, I'm worried about this.
People are spending virtual dollars on this app. And apparently the company Glu Mobile, who made this application, their stock price has doubled just in the last month.
God.
I didn't know that any app could make that kind of money. But
I knew that an Angry Birds could, simply because of its worldwide domination.
Right.
I didn't know a Kim Kardashian app could do that.
Okay, I'm gonna. I have an idea for the next bonus show. Okay?
Please.
It doesn't have to be the next one, but a bonus show. We will bring Tomo in. We will bring Todd Moore in. We will do an official brainstorming session where we will come up with the next great app.
Oh, he'll love that.
This is what, again.
And we need our young guys like Ford and Mac and,
but
and
Mike,
Pony,
don't
although
you
Pony's
think
not young
that
anymore.
If Todd had that solution, he would have done it already?
I think that
I mean,
when
he came out with white noise.
Now, listen, and you have a tendency to poo-poo ideas that don't come out of your own forehead. Let me tell you this right now. I believe that if you get a bunch of people in a room, that the idea that Todd Moore will be motivated to come up with something, and we will all get fabulously rich.
Well, he...
How about an app, for example, yes. just to back up what Mike is saying here, an app that is a virtual Todd Moore that when you... When you suggest an app idea, he says, I can't do it, can't be done.
Hey, Shecky,
you know, when I get everybody into the room, I'd like to have a real legitimate brainstorming session.
But you
so
see,
I want you to I put Clown College on hold for just 1 hour when we do that show.
I have come
You're
to
perfectly
Todd with
content.
Ideas.
No, perfectly satisfied with your life.
Mike,
I am still not.
You haven't been through this pipeline, which is the Tomo Idea Factory.
It's tough, man.
When you go to him, what happens?
He says, first of all, he doesn't answer. Then he calls you back, and then you suggest a great idea for an app, and he says, it's either can't be done or already been done.
Yeah.
Okay, you're giving me all the negatives. When we get that son of a bitch in the room and we duct tape him to the chair, then we will be able to, it'll be a captive audience.
We should probably do that off camera. Because it could get ugly.
All right, one more.
Cristiano Ronaldo, soccer superstar.
He's a good boy.
This is what I kind of understand and I don't understand. For example, Jay-Z has his own rock sports business where he represents some big athletes,
sure.
Right? But Jay-Z has the dollars to really employ the people that come from these agencies and start his own agency. I know that Lil Wayne is a very wealthy man, but the fact that he's apparently landed Cristiano Ronaldo, who's a worldwide figure in sports.
Lil Wayne is also managing sports figures?
Young cash money billionaire Lil Wayne has started his own sports management company, and Ronaldo will be his number one client. He will take care of, again, apparently Ronaldo's U.S. interests.
So just in the U.S., though.
Just
not
in
worldwide.
The U.S.
That makes more sense.
Still.
But I agree.
It's Lil Wayne. Jay-Z ain't get behind. The Nets, the Barclays Center, I get that. It's Lil Wayne.
Well,
he just got out of jail 6 months ago.
Okay, well, if you want to be that way, I think there are racist overtones in what
they're
you're
not.
Saying. And I'm here to make an announcement to counter that the Mike O'Mara Show, at least here in the U.S., will be represented by Flavor Flav.
Not a bad idea. He may have an app.
Yeah. Yep, and incidentally, and after every show, it'll be more entertainment. Boy! That's it. That's Oscar Rossi. Thank you, Oscar. We'll take a break.
Thank you.
We will come back with the Magic Audio Vault and Mr. Rob Spiewak, a good, big, fat audio vault right after this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Personal Capital. Let's talk about money. We were just doing it. We're going to do it again. Money is something that's important to everybody. Yes, it is. You want to keep your personal wealth, but it is a major hassle to keep track of it by yourself. And if you're paying someone to manage it for you, you're probably paying too much. Luckily, I have a solution for you. It is free. It is secure. It is a tool called Personal Capital. Personal Capital allows you to keep track of your bank accounts, your stocks, your 401k, everything. All of your accounts and assets on a single screen, whether you use your computer or your phone or your tablet, it's all right there on one screen with real-time and intuitive graphs. Personal Capital also shows you how much you're overpaying in fees and how to reduce those fees. Even better, with Personal Capital, you'll get tailored advice on how to optimize your investment. Signing up takes about a minute. It'll pay you huge dividends. So why wait? Personal Capital gives you the clarity and transparency you need to make better investment decisions and do them right now.
When?
Right now.
Okay.
To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/TMOS. Personal Capital is free, and it's the smart way to grow your money. Go to personalcapital.com/TMOS. That's personalcapital.com/TMOS. Let us open the audio vault for Friday, July 25, 2014.
Mike, it must be tough being up there in Maine away from your good cable TV because you're not able to watch Oprah's Masterclass on the O Network.
What is she teaching us? What is the masterclass for?
It's not her masterclass. It's where she brings other celebrities on A-list to talk about what's important to them.
Now, there's value there. I would watch that. I would watch that because I think that's at least people trying to better themselves.
And I think you'll enjoy this. This speaks actually to our bonus show last week. Check out this little soliloquy from Billy Bob Thornton talking about the sad state of entertainment.
We're living in a time that's just become judgmental. and everybody wants to see failure. They want to see people knocked off the hill. You can't have a television show without a competition because they want to see who cries this week and who goes downhill, who gets kicked out. We don't need one show about cupcakes, as far as I'm concerned. But you know what? If you got one, okay, that's fine. Let's show, have a show about cupcakes. But does it have to be a competition?
Mm.
Do you have to have cupcake wars? I guess I'm just really ready for people to kind of settle down and know each other again or root for each other as opposed to look for the faults in each other.
I think he speaks a lot of truth.
He does, but I wish it was another. I wish it was another source.
Yeah.
Because I will never, ever remember Billy Bob for anything other than that horrible interview he did up in Canada.
Yeah, but if you watch
where he was
Fargo,
so horrible.
If you watch Fargo, you're back in the latest.
You're going to be back in the Billy Bob camp? I like Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, but the latest season of Fargo, which is the first season of the TV show, you're going to effing love, Mike. Please.
Yeah, you need to watch
okay.
it.
Okay, I've heard amazing things about it. I've heard great reviews
Dive
of it.
In.
And I've said that for years, that you know everything now is a competition. And that's amazing. I couldn't have said it better myself, and I think it's so
like
true
that
we are now, it is all about watching others fail. That is what we are. We are
that's
becoming,
why people listen to this podcast.
Well, it is. You know what it is? It is part of the moral bankruptcy of our culture.
You're right. Yeah.
That we're not propping each other up anymore. We're not helping each other. And we're not doing it, and it comes from our political leaders as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got one side trying to run another side down. I'm ready for this bonus show this week.
Cool.
We're taping it today, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, quiz for Mike. Actually, quiz for everyone in the room. What is Morgan Freeman's hobby?
Mm.
I know what it is.
Do you?
I do. I watched it.
Go.
I watched it on the Magic Box.
Well, what is it?
Well, I don't want to ruin your
okay.
audio.
I'll ask.
Okay.
Exfoliating his skin.
No, it's not. And he's not a speech therapist either.
Damn it!
He's a beekeeper. And he never wears a bee suit, which is not dressed as a bee, Mike, but like a protective suit.
I was walking in a field, and a bee spoke to me. And he said, I want you to go down to my beehive and meet my friends, my other black and yellow friends. They will make you happy. Anyway, yeah, he is a beekeeper.
He's a beekeeper, and he never wears the protective outfit because when he feeds them, he says he resonates with the bees.
And what I've discovered is that I don't have to put on a bee suit or anything to feed them.
That's wrong. That's a rookie mistake.
Yeah.
I've seen you get stung by bees.
Never been stung.
You're going to get stung by a bee.
I'm never
going
to get stung.
You're going to get stung by a bee.
Oh my God.
Please wear a beekeeper outfit.
I'm not going to get
stung. You should even leave the house.
There was
a
beekeeper I know who is Jordanian. He never puts on a suit.
But
and
there's
he
something
said,
right,
because, you know, no,
well,
you
wrong
have
with
to
it.
Resonate.
You should always.
Jimmy.
Why do they have the outfits, Morgan?
They have the outfits for people who can't resonate.
He claims that the bees know when he's feeding them, and the bees leave him alone. He's
oh,
a neat guy.
Wow.
He's a neat guy.
Totally cool.
Are you excited about the release of Hercules today?
I am. You know, I root for The Rock. I know we all do here in this room.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited.
We have a clip, Mike.
Yeah, we all do. Absolutely.
Well, I root for him.
And you know what? You predicted this.
I don't know if Mike does.
He is the second highest paid star
in
Hollywood.
I predicted that he would be
That's
a star.
That's why I thought you would root for him, mm-hmm. but I forget
I
you
sure.
don't root for anybody.
I don't root for anybody. Root for the Red Sox.
That's true. Mm. That's true. Here's a clip from the movie Hercules, Mike.
Now I know you. You're Hercules of Thebes.
By the gods, I forgot my rose.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. That's Steve Reeves from 1958.
Oh, my God. Right. Hercules.
Would you like to taste it?
Oh, no.
Go on. Some more.
No, that's enough.
I'll begin where your lips ended.
I can't decide whether you're sincere or just bold.
Not bold, only hungry.
Not bold, only hungry.
Jeez.
I am Hercules. Pull my hair.
Speaking of hair, The Rock...
Give me a Brazilian wax.
The Rock talked about the odd origin of the beard he wears in the movie
I
Hercules.
Had that.
And so I asked...
Oh, you do?
Hold
okay,
on.
Then let's skip
yeah,
it. All right, sorry about that. Mike,
hey,
are you
can
excited?
Do you source your stuff from a month ago? I'm just getting kind of
oh,
curious.
Yeah, I sure do.
I do it
one
day.
That's why I'm so far behind. That's why I'm so far behind on everything.
Man, it's like Thursday
that's two
and Friday
for two.
Really crap. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Are you excited to get back to Florida?
I am.
I think you should be, especially when you hear this story.
Anyone here from Florida? All right. Apologies in advance. This past weekend, a 30-foot deep sinkhole opened up in a Florida neighborhood. Wow, even the ground doesn't want to be in Florida.
Also, Mike, I won't play you the tape, but I want you to know last night on Dating Naked on VH1, Taryn banged Dar. So I want you to see.
Oh, that's gross. Wait a minute. Hold on. On Dating Naked, so they do bang.
They do, yeah.
They don't show anything.
No, they don't. And I wonder, do they put on clothes when they do that?
Ah. That's funny.
And the last thing, Mike, happy birthday this week, the 75th anniversary of Batman.
Celebrity birthday. You're not going to believe this. 75 years old. Take a guess. Paul, any idea?
No idea.
Batman.
Wow.
Batman, 75 years old, ladies and gentlemen. I always thought the most famous old bat was Joan Rivers.
Hey!
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That concludes our broadcast day. But dry your eyes. It's not goodbye. It's just so long. You can always write us a letter. Send it to TMOS, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Email all technical queries to ponyboy at mikeomarashow.com. And if you'd like to be a part of the legendarily popular Thursday mailbag segment, drop a line to the Jolly One himself, Rob at MikeOmaraShow.com. And remember, the official TMOS e-voice line remains at 800-440-8167. Open all the time, no waiting. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying see you next time, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
Ciao, ciao.
Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Personal Capital right now. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the Personal Capital banner or go to PersonalCapital.com/TMOS. Again, click the Personal Capital banner on MikeOmaraShow.com or go to PersonalCapital.com/TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.